Jack Strange, blacksmith. I'm Jack Strange, and I began work as an apprentice blacksmith at the Canal Maintenance Yard in Ellesmere in 1939. And apart from being in the services from 1941 to 1947, I spent near enough the next 49 years there until I retired. When I started, we made pretty much everything in the yard. All the ironwork for the boats, the lock gates, the lifting bridges and the handrails in the tunnels. I was told that when Thomas Telford was working at Ellesmere, he had all the canal banks and spare land planted with trees, oaks and ash mainly, so that as the lock gates wore out, there would be mature timber to replace them. The sawyers used to fell the trees and bring them back to the yard on the timber boat. Then they would cut the trunks into the length they wanted, and we would winch them into the yard with the gantry crane. It took 9 of us to do it. The sawyer would record and number each length before leaving them to season for a number of years. We made lock gates for lots of canals, Trent and Mersey, Staffs and Worcester, as well as the Shropshire Union, the Ellesmere and the Montgomery. In the yard we had 2 sawyers, 2 blacksmiths and 2 strikers. There was also a fitter and a boilerman who worked the steam engine, 3 boat builders, 4 painters, 4 in the lock gate shop, 2 carpenters who made the patterns, 6 in the bricklaying gang and 3 in the dredging gang, 30 in all. The boilerman and the fitter used to start at 6:30 in the morning so that the steam engine was ready for the rest of us when we arrived at 7:30. The engine drove the shaft that went all the way through the workshops. There were belts going in all directions. One other thing we had to do was shoe the company horses that were used to pull the maintenance boats at each yard. We had 1 horse in our yard, but some of the other yards used to send their horses to be shod at Ellesmere because they didn't have their own blacksmith. We always made sure we had a new set ready for each horse. Eventually, I became the foreman as well as the blacksmith at Ellesmere. I didn't dislike the foreman's job, but I always enjoyed working with my hands. And after I retired, I did manage to keep my hand in, as they say, when I gave blacksmithing demonstrations at the Ellesmere Festival.